This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge has ruled that Montana's law barring discrimination based on vaccine status is unconstitutional and preempted by federal law as it applies to healthcare settings, bringing a resolution to a lawsuit filed against Montana's anti-vax law, House Bill 702, by Montana hospitals, private medical providers, unionized nurses, and immunocompromised patients. The 41-page ruling written by Judge Donald Malloy found that the law effectively restricts healthcare employers from using vaccination status in setting workplace policies or vaccination regarding any vaccine-preventable disease. The Montana Nurses Association attorney Rafe Graybill called the order a win for all Montanans who shouldn't have to worry about catching an infectious disease when they go to see the nurse or doctor. Montana's Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson and the Montana Department of Labor Commissioner were the defendants in the case. This is just the latest legal loss for Knutson, who has bucked vaccine mandates since the COVID pandemic began. Knutson and 21 other state attorneys general recently filed a petition to repeal a federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The Republican-backed House Bill 702 was conceived and passed in Montana's 2021 legislature among debate about the COVID-19 pandemic and how far businesses and the government could go toward compelling vaccination against the virus. During a 3-day bench trial in Missoula in October, attorneys for the plaintiffs stressed that the law for healthcare facilities went far beyond COVID-19 safety protocols. The law does not distinguish between vaccines, making hospital administrators and workers question how to proceed with policies that require immunization against other diseases like measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, tuberculosis, diphtheria, pertussis, and hepatitis B. Judge Malloy found that the state law was preempted by the federal Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as other federal laws. Malloy said the plaintiffs explained that they could not comply with both the required federal standards as well as Montana's House Bill 702. Malloy also found the state law was incompatible with the Occupational Safety and Health Act because vaccine-preventable diseases constitute recognized hazards in the workplace, and that vaccines are the single best way to prohibit the spread of viruses. The judge found that the state law, which exempted nursing homes, long-term care, and assisted living facilities, violates the Equal Protection Clauses in the Montana and U.S. Constitutions because it creates unfair distinctions among similarly situated healthcare facilities. Gallatin County accounts for 30% of flu cases in Montana as the flu season gets off to an early and concerning start. Joanna Fink, an epidemiologist for the Gallatin City County Health Department, said that the county has recorded as many flu cases so far this season as are typically seen in higher flu case months like February and March. Fink said, "We're several months ahead of the schedule, unfortunately, and we're accounting for about 20-30% of all cases in Montana right now." At the same time, COVID-19 cases have been less prevalent. As of December 5th, 84 COVID-19 cases were reported in Gallatin County for that week, compared to 142 flu cases. Dr. Peter Bulger, an infectious disease doctor with Bozeman Health, said, "We haven't seen the COVID increase that we have in prior years, but flu is just going nuts, and RSV is starting to rise. RSV is a common respiratory virus, especially dangerous for children." Bulger and Fink both pointed to a lack of immunity as a reason behind the early rise in flu cases this year. Due to COVID-19 mitigation tactics over the last few years, like mask wearing and social distancing, flu cases also trended lower, so fewer people have been exposed to the virus, which lowers immunity. Now, as more people choose not to wear masks in public and regularly gather indoors, respiratory viruses are also on the rise. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.